match. 9, 7.
The top 14 rugby wash up with English podcasts.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sue.
So how was your weekend? There was no Six Nations, no top 14. What did you do?
Well, there was some rugby, in fact. There was the European Cup.
Uh-huh.
What used to be the Champions... I think they called it the Champions Cup or the Heineken Cup. But yeah, there was. And also, it was very interesting because Toulouse were playing as well.
Yes, I saw it, actually.
Did you?
I did see it. And in fact, Toulouse won at the end, the second half. For me, the first half, I didn't even think they were on the pitch half the time.
Yeah, the first half, they found it quite difficult. Munster's a good team, mind. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was difficult to play them at the start. But then Toulouse opened up after the second half and they started playing. And they won in the end. Toulouse 14, Munster 33.
Mm.
Which means that Toulouse are going into the quarterfinals, but we'll talk about them after. So, did you see the Leinster-Toulon match?
I didn't.
Normal, it was cancelled.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because of COVID in the camp, in the Toulon camp.
Oh, wow.
Which means it happened to Casper last year. They were, it's just not going ahead. It's just end off for them, end of the game. But Leinster are going forward to the next round.
Oh, I see. So they didn't play, but they've chosen a winner.
Yeah, I think the winner wins 28-0 or something like that, which makes
a
little difference.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Okay.
So Gloucester played La Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
La Rochelle won 27-16. I didn't see the match, but apparently it was a good match. Mm-hmm. Wasps went down to Clermont 25-27. All at home, obviously, for Wasps. Exeter beat Lyon 47-25, which is normally quite high up in the Premier League. I think it's second or something like that. And Lyon are just coming up to eighth or something like that in the top 14. Racing annihilated Edinburgh 56-3.
Oh, wow.
Which takes them through to the
Was that a surprise or on paper as
well,
expected?
Being as I don't watch much English rugby apart from the Six Nations, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Edinburgh used to be good. Edinburgh used to make up... Edinburgh and Glasgow used to make up the Scottish team, but I'm not sure. And then Bordeaux beat Bristol 36-17, which was a surprise.
Yes, I was going to say, that was a
Bristol's
surprise.
Bristol's got a hell of a team. They're top of the Premier League, but UBB a good team as well. And Scarlets were beaten by Sale 57-14, which means this weekend we have the quarterfinals. And in the quarterfinals, we have 5 French teams, 1 Irish team, and 2 English teams. So the matches for Saturday are La Rochelle against Sale. Now Sale convincingly beat Scarlets. So I don't know how good Scarlets are. I didn't think Sale were that good.
Well, I'd go for a French team, I think.
Me too. I think La Rochelle should win that. They're doing very well.
Yeah.
Exeter against Leinster. I don't know how to call that one because Leinster are a very strong team, but so are Exeter. It's in Exeter. It's in Sandy Park. I don't think, as we said all the way through the Six Nations and the top 14, there's much home advantage. Not really.
No.
And we have on Sunday, UBB against Racing. So Bordeaux against Racing.
I don't know. That's a difficult one to call as well. How about Racing, do you think?
I think UBB can
do it. Oh, right. Okay. Well, yeah. I really don't have much of a feeling for it.
I mean, Racing are a bit higher up the top 14 than them, but UBB are a good team.
But it's always on the day when it's a knockout stage.
Exactly. And then we've got Clermont-Toulouse.
Ooh.
In Clermont, which is a little bit of a traditional European Cup final, not obviously, but often it was. I remember going to many in the 90s Toulouse-Clermont matches in the final where Toulouse knocked them out, and Clermont didn't win it at all against Toulouse in these times. But it would be very different because, in fact, when the matches were on, all of the bars around Place Saint-Pierre in Toulouse had the big screens outside. Everybody was able to have a drink. This is not going to happen.
Absolutely.
You could hardly move in Toulouse for the crowds. It was a brilliant atmosphere.
Yeah.
So that won't happen. And it is the quarterfinals. It's not the finals. So we'll see what happens. But I'm going to put down Toulouse for that.
So am I.
Toulouse should do it.
But I do have to say, though, I think they should play better than they did last week. I say, you know, I know they've got great people in the Toulouse team.
Munster is a hell of a team, you know.
Yeah.
Did you see the players they have?
Yeah, but the players, the Toulouse players, for me, they should be shining. You know, like, Dupont, Colby.
Well, he did score two tries.
Yeah, at the end, at the beginning of the match, I didn't even think they were playing.
Colby assisted two tries.
Oh, did he? Well, yeah. I didn't think they were. I didn't think they shone. Let's say, but anyway, but winning is what it's all about. So there
well,
we go.
You know, at the end they finished. It was.
They finished very well.
33-40.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They had a final.
Yeah.
In
oh,
fact,
they finished
it was a Dupont,
well.
Try, I think it was, or Lebel. No, Dupont was the last try. Yeah. Anyway, so that was that. So looking forward to the semi-finals. It should be fabulous conditions. It should be.
Yes.
Lovely sunshine.
Yes.
All of the matches are in the afternoon. They're not night matches. So it should be great. A good spectacle. Looking forward to it.
Me too.
Okay.
C'est terminé maintenant, je vous ai dit l'issue finale.
You've been listening to the Rugby Top 14 Wash Up with English Podcasts. Join us at englishpodcast.com, english-podcasts.com. See you soon.